Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Youth Station, I'm Mudaffar Haidar, and this is
Zainab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters, welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam, sister. So today we are discussing about our aims and objectives in the month of Ramadan. And more specifically, and this is a difficult question, so what is the one thing that you want to achieve in the month of Ramadan?
Me personally, Zainab?
Yeah, I can talk about myself. What do I want to achieve? No, let's go with you first.
Well, the list is long, so...
It is long, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's
pretty long.
It's difficult to narrow it down.
Exactly, but here's the thing, right? It's really important. I'm sure we all have that...
I figured mine out.
Oh, serious? Yeah. You want to say it now before you forget?
No, you're the one who forgets. I'm writing mine down.
If you want to make resolutions, here's a way to do it. And during the holy month of Ramadan, it's basically the best opportunity for us to remake and refine ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because all the, like the hadith says, from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is a month that all the doors of heaven and mercy open and the doors of hell close up, right? So basically you're given more chances to do good. And once you do good, it is magnified and multiplied and hugified.
We've grown up listening to these hadiths.
Exactly,
our parents have always
exactly.
told us that, look,
only the month
everything is multiplied. The shayateen are tied up.
Yes, and shackled. So basically it's
America's
like,
still on a rampage though. They're not tied up. Saudi
Arabia
is still doing
the evil
what they're doing
government
in Yemen.
The people, our thoughts and prayers are with you. And I don't mean that in a sarcastic way.
No.
Do
you know what's interesting? Imam Khomeini said that America is Shaitan e Buzurg, the great Satan.
Uh-huh.
The others are all tied up in the month of Ramadan.
I know.
Somebody needs to tie up America. But sorry, that's just a side note. Bismillah.
All right, come back, Brooke. And so what I wanted to say is that it's very true what our parents say, that just read one sentence. And that's exactly what I'm leading up to. Don't go hard on yourself. Baby steps. Shui, little by little.
Yeah.
Right? Don't push your limits. First of all, your body is going through a drastic change as it is, not eating for such long hours, especially if you're in countries that are like during summer, like Iran, right? So everything is like going topsy-turvy if you haven't trained yourself beforehand. So the best thing to do, the best approach to this is taking baby steps. Really start with just one verse a day.
Yeah.
And even if you're not able to increase it this Ramadan, pray inshallah next Ramadan you take it to the next level.
I just want to point this out as well. A lot of brothers out there and sisters, they have this misconception because of these things that we have been taught. And I don't want to like downplay what we have been taught when we were growing up, because you know that it has at the end of the day shaped us into the people that we are. But at the same time, we need to not look at this in a way where, you know, we read it for the sake of just reading it.
True.
A lot of people read the Quran when they think a jinn is nearby.
Yeah.
Or they
what was that sound? A'udhu billahi.
Yeah. Or when, you know, I don't know, just you know, just for sawab.
Mm-hmm.
It's for sawab.
The rewards of it, yeah.
You know, it's for divine rewards. That's why I'm reciting the Quran.
Not that that's not important, but there's like a higher level to it.
Yeah, I mean, do that as well. That's good. But Imam Ali tells us that, look, when you're reading the Quran, right, if you reach a point where Allah is talking about his rewards, stop for a moment and just ask Allah for that reward. And if you reach a point where he is talking about his adab, his punishment, stop for a moment and pray to Allah that he protects you from it. It's all about contemplation. It really is. Now, before I mention what I want to accomplish in the month of Ramadan, I want to read this verse of the Holy Quran. With your permission, Sister Zainab.
Absolutely.
So it says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ شَهْرُ الرَّمَضَانِ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ
شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي
أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Qur'an, a guidance for the people, and clear proofs of guidance, and criterion, the Furqan, criterion. So it's not saying that the Qur'an was revealed a book of divine rewards.
Mm.
It's saying it's a book of guidance. And it's saying that it's a book where, you know, the Furqan is established, the criterion between right and wrong, good and evil is established. So yeah, that brings me onto what I want to accomplish.
Tell me.
Which I know. Okay.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please. Do we have a drum roll? No. So it's, I want to become a complete human being.
Huh? What?
A complete human being.
Inshallah. But this, you know, you can't accomplish that this Ramadan.
Why not?
Because you've got a long way to go.
Well, thanks. I'm glad that all of my flaws are so apparent to you. Jazakallah for the... Well, yeah, I mean, you're right, though. It's not easy. You just can't accomplish it, really, can you?
Not this month, but that's the magic of the month of Ramadan.
Hold on. See, I was not going to say anything about your whole baby steps argument that you used before, but now I am going to try and refute it. You know, forget those baby steps. This Ramadan, this Mahir Ramadan, this Shahr Ramadan, why not take giant leaps of faith? Why not?
Because
why not take this opportunity to just completely, you know, become that kind of holistically perfect human
being? You're
going
to crash and burn.
What do you mean?
You are. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam says the soul has a capacity, right? I am paraphrasing what the Mawla has said, because obviously he didn't speak like I do. He's the master of eloquence and I'm just a weirdo. So don't stretch it, because once you stretch it too much, it's going to snap. That's the thing with human soul. Amir al-Mu'mineen says the soul turns towards something and then it turns away from something, the same way people do.
Right.
So you don't want to force something, impose something upon it to an extent where it breaks.
Yeah.
And crashes and collapses into itself.
Yeah, actually, okay, look, I don't agree with you. I do want to add to that side of the discussion.
Right.
So basically in Adab al-Salat, Imam Khomeini mentions
what
this.
What does Adab al-Salat mean, though?
Adab al-Salat, it's...
You're constantly using these technical terms.
Sorry, it's a book by Imam Khomeini, and it's about the disciplines of prayer, of the five daily prayers
and
other prayers as well. Like, what is the deeper philosophical meaning behind prayers and
Beautiful.
Stuff like that. So anyway, he mentions this this narration in there where it says that, again, I'm paraphrasing, but it says that there are times where the heart is supple and easy and soft. At these times, you should approach it with the nafila prayers and the Quran and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times where the heart becomes hard and it doesn't want to accept.
It's distracted,
you know,
yeah.
At that time, you know, don't try to overburden the heart, right?
Just stick with the obligatory ones.
So it's kind of saying that, you know, you have to an extent, understand your own situation.
Yes.
And don't force yourself to do things which you're kind of disgusted by, that you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
This doesn't mean the wajibat, by the way. We're
yeah,
not
guys,
talking about
no,
those
yeah.
things which are wajib. They're just wajib.
Don't
you
use
do
that
them.
An excuse. You have to do it. Even if you're not feeling like doing it, you just have to do it.
Yeah,
right?
Even if you are just like, oh, I do not feel like praying.
Exactly. I'm so
Maghrib
done
today.
With praying today.
No, you got to pray it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about something more than that.
Another thing to support my argument of baby steps, it's this thing. So the month of Ramadan is a very holy, very auspicious, very blessed, very spiritual month, right? And you've got this spiritual boost from it, from all the supplications and the fasting that you've done. And you've basically gone through this detox process, body and soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're more turned towards spirituality. So you want to like, I'm going to read a whole juz every day and I'm going to pray all my mustahab recommended prayers. And I'm going to like recite Inna Anzalna 1,000 times every day because I've got time. I don't need to eat. And I'm just feeling so pumped up spiritually, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're feeling.
Yeah.
And then Ramadan is over and you're like, crickets noises. You can't do that anymore. That's not how Koreans sound. But my point is, you can't do that anymore. And you're like, oh my God, I'm a total failure. The point of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is that whatever you've been able to instill in yourself during that month, you want to carry out throughout the year till the next Ramadan.
Very, very.
So that's why you don't
want to
overburden yourself with things that you won't be able to do on a daily basis during normal days outside of the month.
But look, throughout the year, you're looking for opportunities to reform yourself and to become a better person before you're too old to make any changes, because we're like trees, basically, right? A tree, when it's young, you can still mold it and shape it and make it, you know, into the right shape so it can catch the most sun and stuff like that. But when it gets older, it becomes big and thick, and it's just solidified and you can't change it anymore.
True.
And no, man, I'm starting to feel like that, you know. I'm getting to that age where I'm just like, I'm not going to be able to make changes.
But if you bend yourself too much, you're going to break.
No,
just like
this
tree.
Ramadan, I am going to become a complete human being. I'm going to shave myself bald.
Cricket noises.
All right, fine. I'm going to take baby. Is that better? I'll take baby steps to try to make myself better.
There you go.
See, the problem that I have with this whole thing, sister, is that people don't push themselves.
True.
I strongly believe that Islam is a religion of striving. Obviously, the greater jihad is about the jihad of the self.
Mm-hmm. So those who strive in the path of Allah, right?
Yes, those who strive in the path of Allah, those who fight in the way of Allah. It's really about fighting against whatever evils, whether it's external enemies or internal enemies. And I do feel that we need to endorse this idea of struggle, of constant conflict within ourselves, and try our best to improve. And I mean really, like, try our best. And I'm talking to myself before I talk to anybody else. Mm-hmm. I don't see that striving there. I don't see that passion to try to become better. And the rest of the year, you're just so busy. You don't take it upon yourself to really take those leaps of faith. But my Ramadan, you can do that.
Yeah, bro. But then, see, being a complete person, even though I totally support you on that.
I didn't say complete person. I said complete human.
Yeah, a complete human. I totally support you on that. And I don't mean that in a sarcastic way.
Jazakallah.
It's a combination of things. Mm-hmm. You have to be extremely honest. You have to be extremely patient. You have to be extremely trustworthy. You have to be extremely this and that and this and that. You can't do all of that in one month.
You have to be an extremist.
Yeah, but
patient,
then
extremely everything.
Striving towards it, I think, is step one.
Yeah.
And then you can, like, choose one attribute at a time. Like, this month, work, this year, it's going to be harder than you think. This Ramadan, this holy month of Ramadan, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, work on your patience.
Well, patience, the Ramadan, my Ramadan is shaping your patience, right? Overall,
you'd be surprised. I personally get really ticky when I'm hungry.
Yeah, I mean, everybody gets a little bit grouchy. That's part of the struggle, right?
Yeah, but then work on that, you know? Work on how not to chew people's noses off when they're up in your face and you happen to be hangry.
Mm-hmm, yeah, there are those moments in my Ramadan where something happens. It's Allah testing you. The one thing that we want to accomplish this my Ramadan, for yourself, sister?
Well, this holy month, I would very much love to stop wasting time and stop cursing. I don't curse to normal human beings. Mm. I really don't. But when I'm on my own, I go like skirgan, 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 mergan quite often. And I really want to put that away because it's like, it's beneath me.
Yeah.
And I want to stop wasting time.
Why bring such words onto your tongue, right?
Exactly.
Doesn't make sense.
So.
Okay, then. Well, if you have any, if you would like to share your goals, your ambitions.
And you have any suggestions to achieve them also.
Yeah, we're very interested in hearing about them. So do email us at englishradio@irib.ir. That's englishradio@irib.ir. Thank you for listening, and Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem, everyone. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings. be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My love, my life, my days, my nights, my wealth, my prayers are for you. Now I know how it's like to have your precious love in my life. Now I know how it feels to finally be at peace inside. I wish that everybody how amazing it feels to love you. I wish that everyone could see how your love has set me free. Set me free.